Practice number two, nutrition. Nutrition is a hot topic, with many experts arguing about which foods are good and which are bad. Rather than focusing primarily on specific foods that you should or shouldn't eat, we prefer to emphasize broad, timeless principles, which will help you make your own wise choices. Because there's so much to say about how we feed ourselves, we've broken this section down into the structure, sweetness, and space of healthy eating. The structure of healthy eating. In our Eastern traditions, the body and mind are said to thrive on a consistent routine. This actually pertains to all parts of life, but since we're on the topic of nutrition, this means eating at roughly the same times each day, and roughly the same amount of food each time. It means not being erratic about mealtimes, not skipping meals, or suddenly gorging yourself at the all-you-can-eat buffet. Don't skip breakfast, don't go more than about 4 or 5 hours between meals, and don't snack between meals. As for the structure of the meal itself, we recommend incorporating 4 things into each meal. 1. Some good fat, such as avocado, oily fish, chia, hemp, and flaxseed, walnuts, almonds, coconut, olives, and olive oil, and egg yolk. Good fats are essential for healthy neurological function, and they benefit energy, hormone production, skin and joint health, and more. 2. Some high-quality protein, such as egg white, beans, fish, lean, clean, antibiotic and hormone-free meat, and Greek yogurt or cottage cheese if you tolerate dairy well. Protein helps us build and repair tissues, including muscle, skin, nails, hair, cartilage, and bone. It provides sustained energy and lasting blood sugar stability. 3. Green vegetables. The chlorophyll we see in green vegetables is evidence of plants' almost magical ability to turn solar energy into biological energy. It's an essential step in the nutrition of virtually all inhabitants of our planet and a part of every food chain. Green vegetables are nutritional powerhouses, and their abundant fiber content helps clean us out. 4. Foods with vitality. The more fresh and alive your food feels, the better. Go check out the farmer's market. Meanwhile, reduce your consumption of processed foods. The more steps of processing the food went through, and the less it resembles a living thing, the less healthy it is. The space of healthy eating. When we speak of space and nutrition, we mean it both literally and figuratively. First, the figurative. Make space in your life for the act of nourishing yourself. You are worth it. When you eat at your desk or while driving, or you gobble up your meal because you only have 5 minutes, you're telling yourself that your own nourishment isn't that important. Likewise, when you eat while watching television, or while having a heated conversation, or while doing anything else that takes your attention away from the act of eating, you're degrading the nourishment process. If you're stressed while eating, your biological stress responses literally divert resources away from the digestive organs and impair digestive effectiveness. Instead, set aside time for a nice meal. Slow down and put your stresses aside. Second, the literal space. Leave space in your stomach. Don't let fullness be your indication to stop eating. Most people eat until the stomach is packed to capacity, or even to overcapacity. Overeating is taxing to the body. It stretches the stomach and damages the lower esophageal sphincter that closes the top of the stomach. If you rely on the feeling of fullness to know when to stop eating, and you routinely stretch out the stomach, you'll need to keep eating more and more food to feel satisfied. It's a clear sign that you're in some way disconnected in the act of eating. Think of your stomach like a clothes dryer. If you overstuff it, the clothes won't have space to move, the air won't circulate, and your laundry will take hours to dry. In a similar way, if you pack your stomach, chances are you won't digest and absorb your food optimally, and you'll undoubtedly exceed your caloric needs. Instead, stop eating as soon as you're satisfied and no longer have a feeling of true hunger. Usually, this will feel like about 80% or less of your stomach's capacity, or a volume of food about 1.5 times the size of your closed fist. The sweetness of healthy eating. If you let the most thorough enjoyment of food be your guide, you'll be steered in the right direction. When you feed yourself, think what a marvelous thing this is, that you get to savor this delicious fare and your body will get the fuel it needs from it. Imagine the food is entering your cells and rejuvenating you. How delightful can you make this process? By the same token, you may notice that certain habitual behaviors don't really work if you're prioritizing total enjoyment. For instance, eating when you're not hungry. If you wait until you have an appetite, you'll enjoy it more. Putting food in your mouth when there's already food in your mouth. How could you be savoring what you're chewing if you're thinking about the next bite? Eating while doing other things. You can only fully give your attention to one thing at a time. Eating in the midst of intense stimuli, like loud music or upset people. Eating with a feeling of guilt or shame about it. And overeating. As soon as you exceed your need, your body starts giving you unpleasant signals that it's had enough, even if you've learned to tune them out, and this degrades the enjoyment of any additional food. Now for the literal side of sweetness. In the traditions we practice, foods such as whole grains, sweet potatoes, fruit, and poultry are considered natural sources of mild sweetness, and they're a healthy part of a balanced diet. But modern diets are full of super sweetness, excessive amounts of grains, fruit juice that represents much more sugar than the whole pieces of fruit that it came from, and many kinds of concentrated sweeteners. In comparison, these super sweet foods are overwhelming and destabilizing to the body. In medical terms, they contribute to inflammation, obesity, diabetes, and other health problems, so make them a very small part of your diet.